Okay, I believe, Brother Mark, it was you who brought up Luke chapter 14, maybe. Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Roughly, the passage is leaving all to follow Christ. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. That's verse 33. Is this portion of Luke chapter 14 leaving all to follow Christ for some believers or all believers? Is this portion of Luke chapter 14 leaving all to follow Christ for some believers or all believers?
It's very simple. It's for all. But if you don't accept it, you are not a disciple. So all believers are challenged to be disciples, but not all believers are disciples. And what the Lord is saying there, if you are all believers, but if you not do these things, if you not follow me 100%, leave everything, then you are not my disciple.
I think sometimes we take that portion and it might give us a little sense of misunderstanding. When the Lord was challenging the disciples, it was about the cost. Discipleship is one that counted the cost. That if the call requires me, the Lord is not telling us to leave our parents. You know, we don't want now the believers to leave their parents and everybody, because that's the cost of discipleship. But it is a call that if this is the call, what the Lord is trying to bring in discipleship, that no one else comes close to his place as being the Lord himself. So if it's going to be a hindrance of my natural relationships, then I have to set them aside for Christ's sake. That's what he's saying. But he's not telling us actually to leave and go and leave. No, he's not saying that. But he's saying that if anybody thinks of anything else that is more important than me, then he cannot be my disciple.
I just want to add one more important note on this thing. We are all invited to leave everything for Christ. But in the same time, I just want not to pretend that I'm leaving everything while I don't have this on my heart. I would start as a beginning believer at the level where the Holy Spirit will lead me, and I will leave something for the Lord when the Lord leads me to leave. But don't repeat what had happened when a man and his wife wanted to pretend that they are leaving everything for the Lord. It ended up that they lost their life. So start to give to the Lord's work. Start to give and to grow in this. But at the same time, you have to know that everything you have, even your life, belongs to the Lord Jesus only. But when it comes to practical giving, you start with a small and grow in this until you come to a point where you can give freely, even everything.
The verse that follows this verse 33 says, salt is good, but if the salt have lost its savor, with what shall it be seasoned? And this kind of ties in, because what does it mean to forsake all? Does it mean that we are secluded? Does it mean that we just stay in our own rooms? No, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are told in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, changed. Don't be molded by the world. So forsaking all means forsaking the things of the world. If the Lord has placed me in a certain place, then I would be his disciple where he has placed me, but willing to forsake the things of the world.
Thank you. The disciples of the Lord, they literally left all. And Peter says in Matthew 19:27, then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? But for our own encouragement, discipleship is just like anything else in our moral life. We grow into this. It doesn't have to be all of a sudden. He said in the same context, if one loves his father, mother, wife, or children more than me, he does not deserve me. So it is something that we grow in. We know that Peter, after he said that, he denied the Lord. And one time he said, I'm going to go fishing. So he went back to his profession. So we do not get discouraged because we haven't done it all of a sudden, but we grow in our discipleship with the Lord.